This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witz. If you're with me yesterday morning, I was talking about a peace that doesn't disappear, the peace of God which passes all understanding. So my question today is, why must God be central to our lives? And here's the answer, I think, anyway, because there is no real hope or hope apart from knowing God. Now, God is God, we are not. He doesn't depend on us. But we need to depend on him, and God created us to need his presence in our lives. We can try to make life work without him, but I'm afraid in the end it'll be futile. And now in English, the word peace conjures up a passive type of picture, one showing perhaps an absence of hostilities or civil disturbance or a personality that's free from internal and external strife. So the biblical concept of peace is much bigger than that. It actually means to be complete or to be sound. And that verb conveys both a dynamic and static meaning, to be complete or whole, to live well. So God wants us to seek him. He wants us to know him and to have him involved in our lives. But of course, there can be a problem. We've shut God out of our lives today. And the Bible has a description, and it comes from the Old Testament. We, all like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And we've all tried, I think, to make our lives work without God. And that's what the Bible calls sin. So what is peace and how do we get it? One day as Jesus was with the disciples in the upper room celebrating the Passover, just before the storm that happened of his betrayal and death, and Jesus told them, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, but don't let your heart be troubled. And don't let your heart be afraid." They're the tremendous words from John 14, verse 27. Aren't they terrific words? You notice that Jesus is quite clear about where peace comes from. It comes from him, from a relationship with Jesus Christ. And when we try to embrace peace from the world, we actually end up with a distorted view of peace. The peace of God is not temporary. It comes from knowing Jesus as our Savior. So think about this. It was the Apostle Paul who said, "Since you've been acquitted and made right through faith, we are able to experience true and lasting peace with God." Great words from Romans 5, verse 8. "Because of this faith we have in Jesus, and we are forgiven, forgiven of our sin." And that's great news. And one of the gifts we receive because of our faith is this peace, peace with God. Because we have the peace of God, we can live at peace with God, with other people, and even with ourselves. That peace we have with God takes care of things that might have happened in the past. We can be forgiven. We don't have to be afraid to face God or to talk to him. And because we have the peace of God, we can work to restore peace with the people in our own lives. There can be problems, can't there? We're called to respect people, to be reconciled to people, to consider others as better than ourselves. Now again, Paul reminds us in Romans 12, "Do not retaliate with evil, regardless of the evil brought against you. Try to do what is good and right and honourable, and if it's in within your power, make peace with all people." Challenging words, aren't they, from Romans 12? But God's peace should change the way we look at other people. And just as God took steps to restore peace with us, we have to take the initiative to restore peace with other people. So it's not the absence of storms I'm talking about. Peace is experiencing the promise of God's presence in the midst of the storm, because God meets us in the storm. Jesus is your shelter. He may not stop that storm from coming, but he'll be with you in the storm. Jesus is sharing the peace that he received from God. It's an inner peace, very hard to explain, but the peace that comes from knowing that you're in a safe relationship, a good relationship with God, no matter what happens, it will be okay. Heavenly Father, how wonderful to know this peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. May I be that person today who shares peace through the way I live and extends the hand of friendship and peace to others. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.